policymakers, people, the decision makers, really do not understand about mental health. What is this mental health? The general populace do not understand. You know, there's this case of a very senior government official during the war years whose family was killed, his house looted. And this was over the weekend, and Monday morning he came to work and he said, "Something is wrong with you." He said, "No, I'm okay. Nothing is wrong with me." And something was wrong with him. But, you know, the understanding is very limited. Culturally, we think that this is a witchcraft business. This is a spiritual problem. That's the perspective we take it, you know. And so because of that, you know, bright people who should go into professions like, you know, after, you know, a postgraduate psychiatry, psychology, they say, "No, this is madness profession. I'm not interested." So you don't get the bright guys going in there. So all of this put together are creating the problem. But, I mean, I have been in the position of a policymaker, and I've come on board. And I'm happy now to do the sensitization. We have the Mental Health Association that is doing the advocacy, that is doing the sensitization, awareness raising. So we are trying to get out of the woods. We are still not there, but we are trying to get out of the woods. But there have been so much misinformation, so much misunderstanding, so much neglect. But hopefully, by God's grace, we will get out of it small. If we get the support of all of you, you know, to do this one.